I'm James Erpine, and welcome in to the Locked On Bengals podcast. Decided to switch it up with a little Look Alive by Drake. On Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Bengals. Subscribe, iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts. You're going to hear my conversation with John Ross and my conversation with Bengals left tackle Cordy Glenn on today's show. And if you're new to the podcast, pretty simple what we do here. I'm James Erpine. I work for ESPN 1530 and 700 WLW in Cincinnati. I cover the team for the stations. And, well, I was in the locker room today. We do this every single day. It's a daily Bengals podcast. We're the only one out there. And I certainly appreciate you listening. Every single podcast posted at LockedOnBengals.com. Also, plenty of articles, including my guy Russ Heltman looking at Bill Lazor and why he's going to be successful in 2018. 2018, I almost said 2019. Speaking of 2018 and success, John Ross thinks he's going to be successful this year. I caught up with the former first-round pick earlier today in the Bengals locker room.
John, a lot has been made of the offseason. Let's start health-wise. How are you feeling?
I feel great. Good to feel back to, you know, how I used to feel, where I want to be. I think the only thing right now is still getting in a little better shape. I'm not in horrible shape. I think I'm in good shape, but I think I can be in better shape. So that's the only thing I'm really focused on right now.
So shoulders, good to go?
I'm fine. I have no problems.
You seem like, speaking of shoulders, you seem like a weight, and I was watching you talk with the media, a weight's been lifted versus our conversations from last year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I just feel better. I feel more, you know, I feel like I can contribute more. Like today, I know it's only day one, and I just feel better. You know, I feel good. I feel fresh. I feel strong mentally and physically. So,
How big of a role did TJ Hushmanzada have? How often have you worked out with him? I was listening to the show when he initially talked about reaching out to you, and obviously you've worked out with him. So how did that go so far this offseason?
It went good. I was supposed to work out with him twice a week, I'm going to be honest, for 2 weeks. After our first day, I texted him and I said, TJ, that's not enough. He was that good. I was like, I can learn a lot from him. I need to go every day. He was all for it. He was like, I'm not doing anything. And after he took care of his kids, we were back out there every morning until I left and got ready for OTA. So it was good to, you know, for him to come out and help me. I learned a lot, and I'm going to continue to work with him.
As far as confidence goes, I think that's the other thing that TJ had. Obviously, the era of Chad and TJ, everyone knows Chad, but TJ was very confident as well. Did that rub off a bit?
If someone told TJ he could conquer the world, he'd believe it. Most confident person I've ever met in my life. And it's good to be around that energy, especially for someone like me who I'd never had lost confidence in myself growing up, because I've always was on the back burner. No one ever talked about me. And when they did, it was like, oh, it's that fast guy from Long Beach, this and that. Then I start playing, and people was like, okay, he can actually play. You know, so TJ just reminded me of that, who I am, who he sees that I am, if I may. So I just got to continue to work hard and continue to prove people wrong. And it's not so much of proving people wrong as I think it's proving myself right. You know, so.
In the Bengals locker room with John Ross, as far as last year goes, how long into the offseason did it take to kind of put that behind you and focus on 2018?
January 1st.
really? That quick?
Yeah, that quick. New season for us as a team, as a unit. You know, like, it's just... I couldn't let it. I had to let that register. Last year is gone. there's no way I need to be thinking about last year, because at the end of the day, what are people going to remember from last year? The Eagles were Super Bowl champions. So that's all that people remember. If I have a great season this year, people will say, well, oh, you know, it's going to be things said regardless. You know, so I don't really worry too much about that. It's a new year, clean slate. Fix things, and I want to have a great season. So.
I've made the comparison, and I'm not the only one. William Jackson is a prime example of that. Didn't play at all his rookie year, and second year, he looks like a lockdown, shutdown corner, one of the best corners in the league. Was that a good example for you to look at and strive for?
Yeah, and me and Will talk. Will just says he knows. He knows what it takes. Just look at me. That's what he said before. Just quoting him, he'll say, look at me. Look what I've been through. Bro, I didn't even play my first year. And, you know what I'm saying? You can play. just keep working and believing in yourself. So.
As far as in the Bengals locker room with John Ross, I think I'm probably, if there was a president of the draft John Ross fan club, I was probably the president. But seriously, carrying it, yeah, I'm not. And so I was on my podcast the other day, and my guest said that I should challenge you to – I haven't bought a Bengals jersey in years. I'm from Cincinnati. I haven't bought a Bengals jersey in years. If you get 5 touchdowns this year, I have to buy a John Ross jersey. Okay. What do you think about that?
Okay. Deal.
Is that fair?
That's a deal.
All right. That's fair.
And if I don't,
we'll shake on it. I haven't figured that out yet.
Okay.
Maybe I just don't have to buy one. Okay. And I save the money, but I don't know. But what do you think about that? You think that's realistic?
Yeah, that's realistic. I mean, that's fair. I won't overexceed that, so let's. I'm gonna push for that more. So, we'll see.
As far as last thing for you, and I know you've been bothered by a bunch of media, including myself. But as far as Marvin Lewis goes, obviously he comes back. Bill Lazor's back. Is there part of you that wants to show that they made the right decision as well when they drafted you? And what's that relationship like? What's your relationship like with those two?
I think it's good. I don't think it's nothing bad. Coach Lewis is great. You know, talks about me in a good way and in a bad way. And when I say bad way, I mean when I walk in this building and my hair is like this, and Coach Lewis will let me know. you know, just things like that. So it's always fun in games and, you know, serious when it needs to be. I think the relationship is good and it's going to continue to grow, you know, as I continue to grow. You know, so as I progress, I just got to continue to show them that, you know, they made the right decision.
What's your go-to thing to do off the field right now when you're just hanging out? Go-to video game, go-to thing to do?
Two things. I'm going to say video games. I am big on video games. I will watch film, and as soon as I feel like I'm done with my job for the day, on video games. You call me?
All day.
I work out, film. Video games. Finish the video games. And if we don't play video games, we'll go to Topgolf.
Oh, you're a big Topgolf.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I love going there, but I'm not. My swing isn't the best. And when I get my swing right, I may just become a lifetime member. So,
you go there a lot, though?
Yeah, I do go there a lot. They know when I'm there. You know, so when I walk in, they're like, "Oh, you're back." You know, so yeah. I go there quite often. So.
It's a lot of fun. I suck at golf.
I'm horrible.
So bad.
I'm horrible. Oh,
did you ever play golf growing up? I didn't.
Never. I've never picked up a golf club. If me and my brother picked up a golf club, it was to play hockey with it. We play street hockey with them. So, I never really got. My dad wasn't into golf, and my mom wasn't into golf. No one in my family was like golfers, you know. I suck. That's all I can say.
What game do you play? I've been there once, and I played the target game where you get points if it hits one.
Score.
Yeah, is it top? Yeah. You know the game.
See, top scored. I know the game.
The only one you play? Do you switch it up?
We've played the last. We went. I want to say Saturday night. We went last Saturday night, and we played top drive. And it's like, who drives it the furthest? And if you make it in a hole shorter, you get negative points. Oh. I think I ended with like 12 points. That's horrible. That's horrible. My brother had like 20. My other brother had like negative 16. So, you know. But as soon as we get better, I think it'll be fun.
I appreciate the time. I know a lot of fans are looking forward to hearing from you, so good luck with the rest of OTA.
Thank you so much.
That's good stuff there. I hope he's right. I love the fact that he said, hey, TJ, let's work out every day together. I will say this about Ross. He is, and he looked very confident. Just the comment I made about the weight off of his shoulders, the second question I mentioned, it was very apparent to me that was the case instantly. The way he was chatting with media, he did like 4 or 5 interviews with a bunch of different media members before I caught up with him. And I wanted to get him one-on-one for the podcast. It just sounds cleaner, to be honest with you. And it was great. And he was good. I heard. I didn't get to watch practice today because of my show on ESPN 1530. But I heard he did really well in practice. Caught multiple deep balls today at Bengals OTAs. Up next, Cordy Glenn. I talked to the Bengals left tackle earlier today. You'll hear that conversation next on the Locked On Bengals podcast. Let's get to it. I talked to the Bengals left tackle, Cordy Glenn. Glenn, new in Cincinnati, a big part of what they do. Here's my conversation with Cordy.
How acclimated have you gotten to Cincinnati?
It's getting better and better every week. Getting a little more comfortable every week. Obviously, we're going through phases, and we just started our first practice today, so felt good out there. Felt good to be out there with my teammates.
A big offseason storyline here is obviously that you guys have a new offensive line coach. You didn't work with former offensive line coach Paul Alexander, but what have you seen so far from Frank Pollock, mentality-wise, scheme-wise, and what's it like compared to what you've seen before?
Well, I've had four different coaches, but Coach Pollock, what I can say is we're going to work every day. And it might be one thing we pick, it might be two things we pick, but it's something every day is the goal, and we're working on something to improve on something every day. And I really liked it a lot about him, just knowing, coming in, knowing that it's something that you're going to work on and you refine your craft every single day.
As far as coming here, does it feel like, because I know the fan base certainly excited, the left tackle's been a spot that ever since Andrew Whitworth left that people were wondering about. Do you feel valued? Do you feel like this is a good spot because you could come in and help, you know, establish quarterback like Andy Dalton and establish offense like A.J. Green and be a big part of this right away?
Yeah, I just want to come in and do my part and as be one-fifth of the O-line and the whole unit as a whole doing well. And I know everybody else is going to do their part. My biggest focus is just doing my job, doing what I can to help the team out.
In the Bengals locker room with Cordy Glenn, I know you've had a couple injury issues. Where is your health right now?
Feeling good. Still easing into it, but I'm feeling good, feeling better and better.
Do you expect to be full all systems go training camp wise and all everything like that? Or?
Definitely. Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha. As far as getting acclimated to Cincinnati, let's flip it to the personal side. Have you been able to see the city at all? Have you been able to try any restaurants, go anywhere, do anything like that since you got here?
Yeah, I know the O-line a couple weeks ago, we went to OTR, went to a Mexican spot, forgot the name of it, and checked it out. But slowly but surely, you know, I've been checking out the city. Slowly but surely, a couple more things. I still need to go to a Cincinnati Reds game and get all the way acclimated.
They should have you throw out the first pitch.
Oh, yeah, that'd be big time.
How would it be? How would it go? Would it be down the middle? Would it be like 50 cents first?
I'll get the job done.
Would you?
Yeah, I'll get the job done.
Would you practice before?
Nah.
No?
Just go out there and wing it.
You wouldn't be nervous?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I would be. I mean, because you end up on a low light film almost, if you throw it into the ground or something.
Yeah, I'm confident I wouldn't do that, though.
No?
Yeah, no way.
Well, maybe we'll have to make that happen with the Reds. I'll speak it into existence, as they say.
Yeah, definitely.
As far as Cincinnati goes, you said you've obviously been out a little bit.
Yeah.
How does it compare to Buffalo as far as stuff to do? Is there a lot to do in Buffalo? I've never been. That's what.
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't been out there long. So I really don't know as far as just like, I know there's a couple of things I want to check out. Like I said, as far as the Reds game, they have a couple of nice places you can go to, a nice museum. So I'm still just looking forward to just checking out some things and, just going with the flow with it kind of sort.
Have you had Skyline yet?
No, I haven't had Skyline. I heard about it. Gino told me, like, it's like the first thing he told me when I got traded here. It's like, you have to try Skyline.
Does Gino like it?
Yeah, he said he loves it.
Yeah, you got to try it. You haven't tried it yet, man.
No,
you got to. That's a must. And then I'll come back to you and bother you and see what you think, all right?
No doubt.
I appreciate it, man. Good luck.
All right, James.
Good stuff from Cordy. Look, if the Bengals are going to be successful this year, Cordy Glenn's going to be a big part of it. A big part of it. And I hope he fares well. I also hope he likes Skyline. For the out-of-towners that don't know what Skyline is, if you come to town, we can go, and I'll show you how good it is. Tomorrow's show, you'll hear my conversation with Tyler Eifert, one-on-one with him, also Andy Dalton, and we'll get into, at some point this week, probably tomorrow, a lineman that the Bengals should consider adding. All of that on tomorrow's podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Until tomorrow, I'm James Rapine. This has been the Locked On Bengals podcast.